The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine
and Geneva. Hello, friends. Seeking Sister Wife, episode 2. Delayed, but we're here.
Really heating up.
You know, there's a couple things here that are a little concerning to me that are trends across these folks. The first is the young age of these women. It feels
a little predatory.
What? One of them's 21, April. The other one's 22.
I mean, who's the young ones?
The
new girl,
the new girl who went home to have sex.
I didn't notice her age. Okay.
Yeah, 21, and then the other one, April's 22. There's something real predatory about this. Also, I think we've talked about this. I have a major problem when these people 12 years into a marriage pop into polygamy. It's an excuse for men to cheat. Let's call a spade a spade. We are not a plural family.
These poor women.
You made this decision so you could keep your husband and somehow expand the network. I don't know. It's very bizarre. It's all happening, though. It really is. All right. Listen, before we get into it, just a couple of programming notes for everyone to be aware of. We're dropping the J-Lo halftime. Have you watched it yet?
No, I haven't. So busy.
I watched it last night.
Does it make you hate or love J-Lo?
No, love her 10 times more. I thought it was phenomenal.
But you don't feel like when you're watching it, it's just a political ad for J-Lo?
Yes, it did feel that way. Like if she was running for president, this
like
would
be who's
campaign
the truth?
Video.
I want to know the truth on J-Lo.
But I have to say, I appreciate it. There were like moments of realness that I felt were like,
is
where
it
you
real?
Saw... Yes, I think so.
You feel that way. You don't feel angry. Okay.
No. So I think we'll see. It could be a split decision. We'll be dropping that.
No, I'm sure it's good. I would love to really know the truth. I want to be in the...
I mean, I feel like you're a 10 times bigger J-Lo fan than
me. I'm a huge... I love her. Yeah.
So I think you'll emerge from this feeling like...
Everyone's
always been
just
right.
Been raving about her. But it's like, I want other people to say nice things about her. I don't want it to come from J-Lo's camp or I won't believe it. But I probably... Okay. Hopefully I do. I haven't watched it yet, so I shouldn't be speaking.
It's produced by Medina, whatever her
Benny
name is,
Medina.
Benny Medina. So, I mean, it's the hands are all over it. It's like produced by her agent and her manager. But it's you know, all of these things
J-Lo.
Are fluff
pieces. I live for J-Lo.
Anytime.
Right.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And anybody else who doesn't do it, if it's not J-Lo, it's someone who's jealous of J-Lo. You can't not help but be jealous of J-Lo.
Yeah. All right.
God, what was I going to say? Oh, A-Rob was supposed to be in it. I guess they've scrubbed A-Rod. He was all over
it,
right?
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I love it.
I would have loved to see the A-Rod of it all.
Yeah. Would have been interesting to see their dynamic.
I wish it would have been dropped. Is it a lot about Super Bowl or is it a lot about just J-Lo in general?
It's kind of a mix. It's like this. The performance is like the thorough thread, but they go into her background and I think you'll like it.
Okay, I'll shut up. I ask about Shakira. Like, should Shakira have... I was always shocked that she shared the stage with Shakira anyway. Because
save it for the pod.
Star,
save it
right?
for the pod. Save it for the pod.
All right. Well, I love her.
Let's get into it. Let's talk Danielle and
the mango talk real quick.
Oh, I let's save that for Bravo. We got to split our conversation topics.
Okay.
All right. I got thoughts.
Oh, and I have started Love Island. It's going to be on Hulu quick enough. So I think I might just wait. It's going to be dropping on the 21st, Love Island UK. So I'm just going to hold off because
I'm going to wait,
but it is good. It's just like a warm blanket.
Love it.
As you get into it, it's so fun. The people they look so young.
Oh, can't,
but it's
can't
just, it is fun.
All right. Danielle and Garrett and Roberta and Leah.
Leah's hilarious.
Leah, I think, realizes she's made a poor decision. Did you see her eye roll in the
yes,
car?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's like me. I used to get in trouble for eye rolling in high school.
I love, this is what I loved, the FaceTime situation. Oh, I love her, where she's like, Roberto, nice to see you. And then Roberta just suddenly can't speak a word of English.
Right.
But then when her and Garrett are talking privately, she can call him her king and understand he's saying, you're very special to me. I feel like that was all bullshit.
And him crying. What is with him? Get a life. And when they're on the phone and Danielle saying, and he says in front of Danielle, I love you, my sunshine. And Danielle's face, she is a whole different person this season.
This is, my instincts were right. I see it. She knows that if they stay with two wives, she's out.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to become like these other couples we're watching where the second wife becomes the first wife because the other one's out. This was entirely a power play by her. You can tell.
It's beautiful.
The way she's like, Roberta's having a tough time, but like secretly she's just loving it. It's all a ploy. And look, it's working. Beautiful. Garrett's falling apart. Bert's falling apart, crying. I mean, it's just great. I love it.
Bert thought she was going to come in. I guess the divorce is real. Part of me feels some people thought that this was all a ploy, but I would have thought that they wanted to be on TV, Danielle and Garrick, if they did not get legally divorced. But mm-hmm. the fact that they went that far to try to bring Bert in makes me believe that they are. But on their Instagram, there's no third woman. They're on vacation. Right now, she's posting about their anniversary. There's no Bert. There's no Leah. It's like, where is this polygamous lifestyle? It seems like you two are just on TV living the life as the happiest couple I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know what's going on.
I want to see a third woman really move on in.
Right.
What's with Garrett crying though?
It's
if I saw
really
Tyler
crying
like that, if it wasn't over a death of an animal or a human,
yes,
or somebody Bernie Madoffed him,
or somebody with cancer, I don't know.
It's a terminal cancer. If it's a curable cancer, the tears are not they're not allowed. I'm just
fuck
joking.
Up.
I'm joking. Just weird. And they were fake, kind of.
Yeah. Also, did you notice he was wearing like cowboy boots stuffed into his jeans and like a cowboy hat rolling into his Airbnb? It's great. Leah looks like she's over it.
Look, what did I get myself?
They have
into?
No. He Calming is not around. Into her. She's way too strong of a woman for him.
Yeah.
You know.
How did Leah get
him alive?
Oh, I would love to talk to Leah.
Right. We should try.
Imagine Leah and Garrick having sex. I mean, that's wild.
No, it wouldn't happen.
She was not into him.
So they were my favorite last season. They're not my favorite this season. Like, who's your favorite of these?
I enjoy them, but they have to give us something here. I think it's going to be, it could be Marcus, the new couple. Oh, no. Or it could be. What are their names? I meant to write down April and Jennifer and that whole shindig.
Brenda, April, Jennifer. I don't remember his name. Nick?
Yeah. Oh, Brenda's her name? Wow.
Wait. Brenda? Okay, no. Brandy, April, and the white guy. I don't remember his name.
Oh, I don't care about them.
No, I don't either. For me, it's April, Nick, and Jennifer,
yes,
which are the Davises.
Yes.
Or the Epps.
Yes.
Let's talk about Marcus, who cheated
on
his wife.
In the picture I'm looking at,
cheated on his wife. Split,
what a scumbag.
Split up, got engaged to a woman, and then they decide to become polygamous. I mean, come on.
And didn't tell her that he's working it back with the ex-wife. And doesn't say that he's engaged. 5 to 10 women he's juggling. That's sick. He's an elected official. Who's electing this lunatic?
What does he do? He's like a state congressman or something?
An Ohio counselor, it says. Whatever the fuck that means.
What does that mean?
Now here, I'm looking at something. Euclid, Ohio counselor Marcus Epps on Seeking Sister Wife ran a legal club. Well, not shocked about that. He seems like they have nice kids. That's what blows my mind. All these kids seem really happy, happier than single.
So well adjusted.
I mean,
I know.
That's just what I can't get over. I mean, maybe I'd have to talk to him in private, but.
I mean, it's really, there's so much hilarity to me about this situation. Like the fact that he left his wife because he was cheating. He finds another woman, immediately links up, gets engaged, and then the other woman comes crawling back and they're like, well, now we're polygamists and now we're just gonna let him do whatever the fuck he wants. Right.
And then like, he wants to bang them before they're even in a relationship and figuring it out. He is running a scam. That's the illegal club he's running.
I think my foundational issue with polygamy is it seems to be a misogynistic concept entirely. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that the men are in control across the board. They get to set the rules.
You all can't of the help weird, but feel bad, right?
Yeah, all the weird language around it. We're courting her.
Yes.
She's a third. She's yeah. We're bringing in a third. It's like, what is this shit? I don't know. It's just all bizarre to me.
There's not enough time in the day for kids and this. And then they bringing in the best friends, the kid's best friend they're raising and asking him about his school life. And
I mean, listen, they're doing good there.
That's nice. Yeah. But it's just interesting. Yeah.
That's fast.
Got a lot going on. These women, they seem like they like each other. Does the number one, is she number one when she comes back in, or is the engagement?
I got the sense that they like
one spot.
They kind of low key liked each other, but more hate each other. I mean, here's my question. Are we this, there's this few men in the world and this few quality eligible men that like we got to fight over a dude who doesn't want to be monogamous and like act like we're now polygamous when obviously you're just trying to keep him from cheating? I don't understand.
And now you guys, now you're working with another teammate to keep him from cheating.
5'2"
It's like a
5 feet. This is what we're dealing with. So short.
He's kind of got a fun energy.
No, he's a fun guy.
At his picture. Like, he does look happy.
Yeah, but it's like a good time.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You seem like a great dad, you know?
Yeah.
In and out, and but there. He's, yeah, let's talk about your homework.
Elections.
Yeah. Stand-up individual.
I didn't like when he said, talking about his wife. Yeah, I met her and then I took her virginity. When you say I took someone's virginity, it's just a little creepy.
Yeah, don't say that. I don't like that.
And it's then they're talking to the little girl. We're going to date, with Bina or whoever they're talking about. What do you think? Don't ask the little girl. And then they're saying that he's dating other women too. It's just a lot for these kids it's a lot for us to consume.
Mm-hmm. Daddy's out here pimping.
What is the long-term effects for these kids? Do the boys either think that it's inspiring or do they go the other route and be super faithful? Does the daughter lose self-worth and think that she should just let a man run amok? Or
I think they the go happens? I think they go the opposite and like become super like conservative and like might join, you know, they might join like the Catholic Church.
Are these people considered? See, I almost feel, I wonder. Yeah, it's interesting. Like Garrick and Danielle give me conservative vibes. I guess, in a political way, does that mean conservative or is conservative? Yeah, I guess it could be with religion, but then are you conservative if you've got this progressive way? It is a real mix.
Mm-hmm. It is. Listen, polygamy is equal opportunity here.
I just don't like that the wife kind of was bamboozled.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Just like what's her face, like Danielle.
Danielle's energy, though, even without Bert, I guess maybe she knows that Leah's not the one, so she's not worried, but Bert was someone to be worried about because the chemistry between Bert and Garrick was palpable. You could really feel it through the TV, And do you think that Danielle is really, to me, she seems like she's turned into the pimp of the relationship, but do you not feel that way? You think this is a whole thing just to get rid of Bert, and she just picked the right woman that she knows wasn't the match?
Right.
Or do you think if Garrick was attracted to the third wife, it would still be Danielle? Would be the
I think
same
she
way.
Set this up. Yeah. I think she's trying to make the move.
But Garrick will just do it again. Oh, God.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk April, Nick, and Jennifer, the Davis family. Plus, what's her name? Who's the new one? Or is that her name?
Blondie. I don't know.
I don't know her name.
April
either.
And Jennifer.
She's 22.
Wow.
Okay. Here's my
it's
thing.
A hard 22.
Real rough. You're walking into a house that from the outside could be a trailer. So we're not walking into Kris Jenner's Kardashian mansion. You're going to go fuck in a room that is 3 feet.
It's like a small apartment. Yeah.
The two wives. Like, and we give them their privacy. It's like, yeah, but you're going to hear everything. Like, come on.
I thought they had to sleep in the same bed because there was no room. Now there's a separate bed. Why isn't somebody sleeping in that bed all the time then?
I know. I think it's a 2-bedroom.
Bullshit.
Or maybe it's a 1-bedroom and they're just hanging out in the living room. Okay. So 2-bedroom. Probably the kids' room.
Where's
and then
the kids
adult
sleeping?
Room.
On the couch, on the pullout, while daddy's smacking the wall.
Right.
You hear the new girl moaning. I mean, they have to hear it. Yes, imagine he's just 100%. Like, we're going to go hang out and talk. What do you think these girls think? The leader obviously is the older one. I don't know which one she is. Not the one that looks like Hocus Pocus witch.
Oh, the other one. Yeah, that's good. Hocus Pocus witch. It's just there's
are they really this carefree about it?
There's it's a like a cult like mentality happens, I think, to these women where it's all of a sudden this guy's, you know, the king of the family and we're all going to fall in line. It's all about what makes Daddy Nick happy. It's, I don't know. It's weird. It's weird.
Are they okay with it? Do you think? Are they really happy for him? The way they act?
They seem happy
they're
as shit.
They're sitting on the couch giggling together. Like
they were thrilled.
You think that they're sleeping, cuddling up together? That's why they're okay with it?
Maybe. I don't know.
He's
what's
a
happening.
Creep.
Mm-hmm.
It gives
though.
Me it is.
It's great.
What a life he's great. Living. He's out spending their money going on dates.
Yeah.
What a life.
And you know, he's just at home doing his thinking.
He's at home
figuring out the planet and the universe so that they don't have to think. You know, it's a beautiful balance.
Imagine being the girl going into that. And she's gonna obviously get out of that. Imagine 10 years from now, she's looking back like, what the crazy shit I was doing.
I love how she was like, I don't know if you caught that. She was like, you know, I wasn't sure. Like, you know, I thought maybe I'd like be in college with like roommates, but like instead I'm here. It's like, God, what left
get
turn
out.
Did we make from
get out.
A 21-year-old in college, like a member of a polygamy cult?
God.
Crazy. Bad choice.
Can you imagine?
Just imagine your kid. They're like, listen, I'm moving out. I'm going to find myself. And they're like, hey, listen, I'm a third.
I want to come meet my new family. I'd kill them.
Mess.
God, we were in line. Took my kid out for his birthday to this thing called Boomers, which you know what it is. We were going to go to the county fair, but I was like, oh, it's a lot. You know, the Del Mar Fair. Have you ever gone there and like rode rides and used it as the carnival rather than?
No, I just eat and wander around.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But for kids, I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to deal with this. You know what deters me from the big fairs? The parking and the walking into a fair. If the parking seemed a little bit more logistical, I'm good with it. I don't want to walk
it's also,
3 miles
it's
in a dirt field.
And the heat, and then you get there, and somebody's melting down, and it's hot, and it's like, why did we decide to do this and go left so fast, you know?
But we're standing in line. And you hear these girls, they're talking about their age. They're 13 and they're so in heat over boys. They're screaming at this one boy saying, I used to love you when I met you at church. She's 13. It's like my kid's 6 and 7. I'm only less than a decade away from them being in heat. I can't handle this. I don't remember being so And so it just made me think, like, God, that girl's going to be in the triple quad.
Oh, yeah.
When you first went to college, did you share just a room with one person? Some of these people going into college sharing with four people. Can you imagine?
I know.
What is a nightmare.
Bunch of kids thinking they can live alone. All right. God. Who do we got? What's his name? This last Brenda, April, and Brandy? April?
Fuck face.
What's his name? I don't even know.
I feel like it's Scott. Let me see here.
There's something. They look too similar to me, the two women, that it seems like extra creepy, like his type. He's just like replicating it.
Steve. Yeah.
Steve. He looks like a Steve.
He does, doesn't he?
I thought he is such a creep. The way they were outside, the two of them, and he was like staring into her face and talking to her. Don't talk to me that closely unless I'm drunk. I do not want someone in my face. I don't care if I'm married to you, if you're my child. Back the fuck off. I don't like it.
I feel bad. I don't want to be touched ever. I don't want to be hugged. It just drives me nuts.
I'm trying to like hunt Sterling down for hugs. He's like runs away. Like,
yeah, with
get
my
over
kids,
here.
I want
give me
love,
a fucking
but...
hug.
I know. So like, what happened?
I know.
Love me, but yeah, poor Tyler. He always wants to be hugging me, rubbing me. That must be his love language. It's like, God, I think my love language must be cooking food for me. I think that's what it is.
Acts of service.
Yeah. That must be.
You like
which
when
I don't
somebody
like
does something.
That, but I don't feel like I do. But I must because I don't want to be touched at certain times. So you want to be rubbed, like your husband comes up and rubs your back and hugs you and is like.
Ugh. I mean, I don't. Yeah, I'm usually
and
like
you
yeah,
embrace right
me.
Away. Okay, that doesn't make me feel bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a bitch saying that, but it's just like.
Oh, today when we got back, he's trying to be nice to me because I've taken Sterling to five kids' birthday parties and he hasn't gone to one. So he like jumped on top of me and it's like, get off me. I'm like, Sterling, help. Somebody molesting me.
Oh, daddy's. He goes to school. Daddy's molesting mommy.
Right. Red flag. I don't have anything really to say about Steve and Brenda in the house.
I like how he sent Brenda off.
What's
her name?
Off to
April. No, Brenda off. And she just walks back in. She looks like a beaten wife. And why is he dressed? The button down crisp shirt creeps me out. And it's unbuttoned a little bit with his shaved red sunburned face and gross. His shaved nipples. It looks like he shaved. So it's like it's stubbly and awkward.
Also, I take issue with the fact that they have no rules. If you're a true polygamist, you have rules. There's,
it's a free for all. Yeah.
Again,
just
compare our model polygamists, the family that we talked about last week. I forget their names.
Swishers or something. Oh God.
No, the other ones, the old ones that were like true polygamists, like from a history of polygamy.
Yeah. Swindler, maybe. Let me Google.
Yeah. Swishers, whatever. They had rules. Can't sleep with somebody. Everybody's got to approve this, that,
they were
that.
Everything
that's how it's supposed to
be
done. Yeah, you got to have rules. There's got to be rules in this game.
And the fact that he's had sex with her.
Oh, yeah.
He says they've been intimate. That is creepy.
Of course. No rules. Creepy. Yeah.
I don't agree with that. He's going to. He dumped the first wife. It's a bad way that it's all set up. If the first wife was still involved. It's weird.
Yep.
Building their plural house. Why isn't it just a house?
Plural house. Good.
And she looks miserable and she knows it and she hates April.
Oh, yeah. She sees it coming. She's about to be kicked out again. This is what he'll do. He'll just keep saying, like, bring in another
one.
Kick
one
out. Yeah.
Pretty brilliant.
The upgrade. It is. All right, guys. Those are the four. I'm excited
for our people. Yeah.
I know. Our true polygamists. Where are they? They'll be back next week. So we love you guys.
See ya.
Bye-bye.